Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Vav. Nun Vav, and again, today's shiur is sponsored Lili Nishmas Pesha Bazvolk. Pesha Bazvolk by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank the Hochberg family again for the sponsorship. Yesterday we were discussing on Nun Heima Beis, the halacha, that karbanos, maybe only shlamim, maybe all karbanos, machlokas rashi and tosfos, have to be shechted in the azara only when the doors of the heichal are open. That's what the Gemara says, that shlamim sheshachta and kodem sheep schud lasos aheichal psulin. So the Gemara talks about shlamim. We quote the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos on daf samach aleph amud aleph, where Rashi says dafka shlamim. Again, it's the bottom Rashi on daf samach aleph amud aleph. Vahu dezeo makom and shlamim dafka ka'amar. Vishim dechziv bahu v'shachtu pesach ol moed v'lo yolav sharkachi minayu. Tosfos there says v'ein nireh. I don't think so, because you look in a number of sources, that's not true. Look in the Mishnah Tumen, as I discussed yesterday, and others. But the Gemara then went into a couple of details of Nafkamina. So one of them was, what happens if there's a curtain up in between, a vilon, vilon mai? So the Gemara says, Reb Zera answered, no, that vilon is just made as a covering just for a little tznius. Rashi says, "Vilon atzmo ino chashev ela kapesach pasuach tilat tzniusa ba'alma oven." It's not really made as a pesach, as a door. So therefore, it is not a problem. So that halacha of having just that up let tzniusa ba'alma comes up in two different areas of halacha. Number one, if I'm making a mechitza on Shabbos, I didn't bring that one, but I'm making a mechitza on Shabbos. Am I allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos? Even a mechitza shel arai. So the post can discuss if it's going to accomplish something or not. If it's not going to accomplish anything, it's just litzniusa ba'alma, so then it's not a chashav mechitza, then you can do whatever you want. You just want some privacy. If it's going to be significant, it's if it's halachically creating a, you know, say, I don't know, one of your walls of your sukkah fell down, and you're creating a wall in order to kasher your sukkah, so then that would be a problem, because that's a real significant mechitza. The big shaila is, what about mechitza and shul between men and women? Is that a halachically significant mechitza, or it's not really needed because you just have the men and the women can have them behind? So we generally assume that it's not a problem as much of the other mechitzas. Or a lot of sometimes you have these movable mechitzas to put in the middle. That's already a mechitza that's made. That's not creating a mechitza there. It's just moving a mechitza, and that's not a problem on Shabbos. So that is one area. The other area where one can look in is in Hilchos Minyan. Do we have a minyan if there are nine people on one side of a curtain in one room, one in the other room? So if you're all together with the evidence, generally okay, but lechatchila, one the minyan is all supposed to be in the same area. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's simin nun hey, sif yud gimel, sarach sheyiu kol ha'asara b'makom echad, v'shliach tzibur imahem. All 10 people in the minyan should be in one place. If somebody stands within the Pesach, in those days they had very thick walls inside the threshold. So if somebody stands inside, Zahainu, Kishasogar Hadelas Bimkom Pnimis, Shall Ovi Adelas Falachutz Kalachutz. If you're in the doorway, so that when the door closes, you're on the outside, then you're like on the outside. So therefore, one should make sure that one is on the same room. What if one is in the same room and there's just a curtain up till it's sneeze balma for some reason? I don't know. Sometimes you have curtains hanging in certain shuls to be able to split it up into different areas. So again, if the curtain is just there, let's sneeze, so then it's not a problem. But if it's there to really create a new area, so then that would be more of a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Aval miksasa mecheder zeh miksasa mecheder acher." If you have people, five in one room and five in the other room, ena mitzdarfim aval pisha pesach pasuach b'nehem. Even if there's a door in between, you shouldn't have five in one room, five in the other room. Bishum de ein sham pirtza va pesach gufa kemechitza chashuva aval ishnei batim. It's like two houses. We call it one house, but it's really two separate areas. V'yafilu kishe'ein delas b'neihem. Kol she'im kid b'shnei rishuyos v'ein roen zeh zeh ein mitzarfim. Even though you have a doorway, if you see each other, then it could be better. But if you can't see each other, it's a problem. V'yish machmir v'nafilu b'roen. Summer Machmir, he quotes this from the Shari Tshuva, that even if you can see each other, you should really still try to be in one room. Where does this come up a lot? It comes up in shiva houses. Shavuot, so sometimes you can have a couple of rooms, a very small area where the Avelim are sitting or davening, so one should make sure to have a minion. Rav Shechter notes this, to have a minion in the room itself. Everybody else is it's nigrar, but to actually at least have 10 in one room. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes that our Gemara, kishiyesh tisha b'makam echad ve'echad achar havilon sheparsin letznius mitztarfin v'dafkin persu letznius ba'alma. But if you put up the vilon because, let's say, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have svarim, tefillin, sefer Torahs over there, and you have a husband and wife sleeping in the other side, and therefore you need a halachic mechitza, so then that would be more than just Lesius of Alma, that would be like a wall, and therefore it would be more of a mechitza, more of a problem regarding minions. This is all Simin Yanim regarding Tzirif Laminion in Simin Nun Hey. Simin Nun Hey. Okay, so that is, so that's davening outside, outside a room, right? The Piskei Tshuva, he quotes, other Lamaisa cases. Umasha Shriach Ma'od Shemagdilin Ulam Atfila De Chibur Kamachadurim Yachad. What if you have a type of shul where you could expand the shul, but even when you open the doors, there's, the wall is kind of sticking out, because when you fold the door, you still have an area that juts out. So you're going to tell me that's a problem? Or let's say, he says, sometimes when you expand the shul, you end up having to leave certain supporting walls that you can't take down because you need that to have the building. So this Piskei Tshuva, as he quotes from the Minchas Yitzchak, of course that's fine, because the whole point of this was you just expanded. You have to leave this up because of the expansion. But that's not made l'machitza. That's made for existence. And therefore, it would not be a problem to have those. That would not create a hefsek. Okay, that's a little Or Chaim for today, and now we continue back to Kachim. So says the Gemara. So if there's a little curtain up, not a problem. If it's closed and unlocked, it's as if it's closed, that's not good enough. What about if you have something in the middle that is in the doorway, like a pile of rocks, a pile of wood? So that was the Gov Homai. So we tried to say that, isn't there a raya from the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that there were two pishpishin. Remember this, you have the Heichal with the three special Kalim in front of the Heichal. East of the Heichal, you have the Ulam, which is wider. But on the edges of that Ulam are the Beis Chalifos, the places where the Kohanim used to keep their knives. In the back of those, Beis Chalifos, facing west, there were doorways. There were doorways there. So the Gemara says, we understand the Brisa at first that the doorways were full of something that was eight Amos high, and it's still called open. So Gemara says low, about eight lines up, to Gavunin Hushmona. No, the doorways themselves were eight, and therefore, there's no riot to having a hefsek in the middle. So Meisvei, let's start with there. Kol Sharam Sheyushav Govana Asram Amma, Baruchman Asar Amma. How can you say that it was the doorways themselves that were eight? If we have the Mishnah that says that all gates in the Beis HaMikdash were 10 high and 10, were 20 high and 10 wide, are pretty high. 30 to 40 feet in the air were all the doorways. It's very tall. So, you see, how can you suggest that the doorways themselves were eight? It's like where it says, pish, pish, and shiny. These weren't real doorways. They were little openings in the Beis Chalifas, but these weren't counted in the regular doorways. V'ha'iket studin. Ah, you're telling me now that these doorways are what allowed us to shecht or to eat certain kachi kachim on the sides of the, in the back of the Ulam. But what about on the sides? What about on the north side of the Heichal? On the north side of the Heichal, or of the Ulam, so if you see in the picture, it's on the right side. On the north side, so why is that considered Pesach Ol Moed? If these little doorways were on the west side, in the picture on the top side of where it says Ulam, that's where the Beis Chalifos were, if the doorways were facing straight up, which is towards the west, so how am I allowed a Shecht on the Shecht Kachi Kachim on the eat on the north side, right on the right side of the picture? How about I let it do that? The door is not facing that way. So our answer is the Mayalu Bekaren Zavis. Ah, the doorways were built on the corner. So the doorways of the Beis Chalifos face both west and north. And the other ways, I guess, and west and south. So on both sides, on the north side and on the south side of the Azara, you still had a shecht and eat there because it was open towards there. Achori Beis HaKaporis Mai. What about all the way behind the Kodesh Kadashim? You know, what doorway was open towards there? You're allowed to, in terms of eating kachim there, or shechting even kachikalim there. So what doorway was there? Doorway open to the heichal from that area? And those 11 amos? So tashma, damarami barav Yehuda marav, yes. Lul katan haya achori beis hakaporis. There was a little room. There was a little room, a little locker room, right behind the Kodesh Kadashim. And there was a little hole in the, that went straight through both sides, both walls of that lul. So therefore there was a little opening from behind, from the west side of the Kodesh Kadashim, those 11 Amos, till the outside of the Azara, and going into the Kodesh Kadashim. Gavoa Shmona Amos Kedei Lahakshiras Azara Lahachilas Kashi Kachim Ulashkitas Kachim Kalim. So there was a little doorway there. Vahainu Dechsev, and this is what is quoted in the Pasuk Divrei Hayamim, Shnayim Leparbar. It's really one word in Tanakh. To Leparbar. Why Leparbar? What is Leparbar? Amar Rabba Baraf Shela Keman De Amar Klape Bar. It means facing out. Facing out. The west in the past the Kodesh Kadashim, so that's Parbar, that is the allusion to that, this little lul and the hole that goes through on the west side, so the entire Azara is okay for eating Kache Kachim and Shechting Kache Kal. Again, Shechting Kache Kachim has to be on the north side. We had a Machlokas, what does north mean? Do north of the Mizbeah, even northwest, even northeast, so it's a question how much you expand that, but for sure here, you want to expand the whole Azara for these halachas. What was it used for, this small room? I think it was used for this purpose. Well, we don't know exactly if it was used for anything. I don't think they stored anything there. I have to remember, I have to look it up. Look up in Hilchos Beis Abchira. But, because the Mishnayos describe when they had a lower, people had to get into the Kodesh Kodashim to fix things, they lowered them in from above. They lowered them in like a pulley and they only had open, you know, the area that had to be fixed. Right? When did they see the tiles were falling down there? Only Kohen Gadol caught a glimpse of it on Yom Kippur. It's the only time anyone was ever in there. So I guess that's, he took a look around to see if they needed any renovations inside the Kodesh Kadashim. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah Meshmuel on the bottom. Okay. By the way, the shir hopefully should be up. Kedushas Yerushalayim, related to the daf that we had, that we gave last night, and it's, has to do with Daf Nun Gimel, Daf Nun Dalet, as we did yesterday and the day before. Amar Yudah Meshmuel. Ein chayavin mishum tuma ela al orech mea v'chamishmonim sheva al orech mea v'shloshim v'chamish. If I go into the Beis HaMikdash, bituma, I am only chayav for the area of the Azara, which is 187 by 135, described in Mishnayis in Meseches Midos. So what is that excluding? Right? What is that excluding? So Rashi tells us already, we're going to see it in a minute in the Gemara, excluding the Lishkos, the offices that were built all around the Azara. If I walk into there, I am not Chayim Mishum Tuma. Tani Tana Kameder of Nachman, the Brisa said, in front of Rav Nachman, Kol HaAzara Haisa Kuf Pei Zayim Al Rochav Kuf Lamed Hey, the entire Azara was 187 by 135. That is the Brisa said in front of Rav Nachman. Omer Lei, so Rav Nachman answered, Hachi Omer Li Abba, Kigon Zeh, this area, Kohanim Nechnasim Lasham, Kohanim could go in there, for Oakland, meaning for, it's not a problem of going in there for, it's not called a Beer Rekanis, for Oakland Sham Kachi Kachim, and he could eat Kachi Kachim in that whole area, for Shokhtan Sham Kachim Kalim, and he could Shach Kachi Kalim in there, for Chayavin Mishum Tuma, right, in this area, you're Chay Mishum Tuma. And we're going to get to what it excludes in a minute. But interesting, the Rishonim point out that this area, 187 by 135, includes the entire Azara. Included inside the Azara is the Kodesh, is the Heichal, and the Kodesh Kadashim. Am I allowed to eat in the Kodesh Kadashim? Okay, you can't eat in a shul. And maybe it's not such a great idea to eat in the Kodesh Kadashim. But is one allowed to eat? Does that have Kedushas Azara that one can eat? So that is a Ramban. It's not only a Ramban, it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, right, they're talking at the end of Parshas, the end of Parshas Korach. It's Chukas up here, but it's the end of Korach. The end of Korach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reviewing all of the Matnas Kahuna after Aaron HaKohen was challenged by Korach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to reiterate all of Aaron's position. So there go to the Pesukim continue. And the Pesukim say the language, Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu. That's the language of the Pasuk. Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu. Rashi. Lamed al kodshei kadashim she'ein nechalan ela ba'azara ulezikrei kahuna. Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, Bekodesh kadashim means eating kodshei kachim. Even though the Pasuk says, Bekodesh kadashim. Rashi says, it's not talking about a place, it's talking about a what. So what types of karbanos? That's what Rashi says. V'lo avinosi zeh, says the Rabban. Ki kodesh hakadoshim eino makom achilas karbanos. So he's going on the Pashup Shad. He says, kodesh hakadoshim, that's not a place where you can eat karbanos. Ki hakasav omer, b'makom kadosh teachel, b'chatzar olam ha'moed. V'kodesh hakadoshim hu b'makom ha'aron l'fnim enaf haroches. What's the pasuk Pshuta talking about? Kamosha kasev v'dila parochas lachem bein hakodesh vein kodesh hakadoshim v'ksev nasad ezek haparos ala roni dis v'kodesh hakadoshim ve'ein shem achilo v'shesia she'ein nechlas sham el hakohen gadol b'yom hakipurim. So I don't understand the pasuk Pshat. Is that what's bothering Rashi? But then the Ramban quotes, I saw in the Sifri, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Hare goyim shehi kifu es ha'azara, minayin l'kotshe ha'kadoshim, shenechalin, kotshe kotshim, shenechal afilu behechal, tamalomar, b'kodesh ha'kadoshim tochlanu. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira here is picking up on this pasuk. So that's why he's giving a new kimta. The Torah is telling you, if the, it's an ones, shas ones, the goyim are in the azara, they're not letting you eat. That's really what the pasuk is telling me. So he says that's the pasuk shot. How do you get b'kodesh kodeshim b'makom ones in achinami? But the achronim bring a raya from our Gemara because it says you can do all these things in this whole area, but if you take out the kodesh kodeshim, take out the heichal, it's a lesser of an area. 187 by 135. So therefore it has to be that it's included with the Evid. And then he says, Valderach HaPshat, like Rashi. Nefarish B'Kodesh HaKadashim Tochlenu, Shetochlenu B'Kedushas Kodesh HaKadashim. Little, not exactly, but similar to Rashi, we're talking about the food. Eat it as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadashim, that it's so Kadosh. Shetiach Hilascha Bahem B'Kedusha Chamura. That is the Ramban in Korach who makes the Ha'ara that it has to be that you can eat in there, because if you cannot eat in there, so then it would be less of an area. The Radvaz also makes the Sa'ara. The Radvaz on the Rambam talking about what happens. The Rambam quotes a halacha in Maisa Karbanas, Yud Aleph Zayin. What happens if Kachi Kalam goes into the Heichal by mistake? The Rambam says, that's Kasher. What's the Havamina? You might have said it was Nifsal B'Yotze. That's the Havamina, why the Rambam quotes this. Nifsal B'Nichnas. Right? Yotze just means out of the area where it's supposed to be. So it might be into a less kadosh area or a more kadosh area. The Radvaz says that's the chiddush here. That you might have said that it's nifsal b'yotze. But b'di'evet, are you allowed to eat these kachem kalam in the heichal? So the Radvaz has 2 days. Kachem kalam afilu b'shas atchak in ochle mosam b'socha heichal. That's the chiddush. If you can eat it in the heichal, what's the chiddush of saying it's not nifsal b'yotze? Unless you say that's goof of the point. It's not nifsal, and the haraya, that's telling me that you can eat it b'di'evet there. But the Rabbi says, day one that you cannot eat it there, and still it's not nifsal, or inami, kachi kachim heim nechlu behechal havi achila. That he has another day. Maybe it's called an achila, but the bialim don't get kapara. That's his other suggestion. Kachi kachim heim nechlu behechal havi achila. Venis kapru bialim bekimu mitzvah zase. Bashi kachim kachim kalim. She nechlu behechal, the bialim don't get kapara. He's machalik to kachi kachim and kachi kalim. Very fascinating suggestion, Radvaz. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara. So I'm chayiv. I'm allowed to eat kachi kalim. I'm allowed to eat kachi kachim and shek kachi kalim in the entire azara, and I'm chayiv mishum tuma. Lamute mai. What is that excluding? Ile lamute chalonos. Is that excluding the windows that go into the azara? Delasos va'oviachoma. All the doorways and the windows. Tanina, we already learned that. Hakalonos v'oviachoma kilafnim. We already learned that in Pesachim when we're talking about where you're allowed up, where they were by the Karban Pesach. So it's already said that it's considered lifnim and that it's okay. Right? That's talking about Yerushalayim. Kachi kalam, eating it in the whole ear. So the Gemara is assuming that we can compare doorways of city to doorways of azara. So it's kilafnim. The elalim ute lishchos. It must be excluding the special offices that were all around. And if you want to tell me, if we're talking about offices, the rooms around that were built on chol, in a chol area, and their doorways just open to the Kodesh, Vatzan, we learned that also. The Mishnah says, Tochan Kodesh. The Mishnah says that if they are built in the chol, but as long as their doorway opens to the Kodesh, then their status is Kodesh. You go by the doorway. So you see that on a Doraisa level is considered Kodesh, and that's why it should not be excluded. So Gemara answers, Mi Derabanan. No, Mi Derabanan, that's really it is Chol Doraisa. And it's excluded on a Doraisa level. Mi Derabanan, we give it Kodesh. we give a kodesh status. Continue for a little bit more, then we'll come back. Uda raisa lo, what mida o raisa, these rooms that have psuach the kodesh, really daraisa is chol. But Tanya, the Brisa says, l'shachas b'nuyas b'chol psuach the kodesh, minayim shakonim nechasim l'sham b'ochon shab kachim kachim. The kini kachim kachim there, he says only drabanan. V'shiari mincha, and the leftovers from the kabar mincha, which is also kachim kachim. Tabalomar b'chatzar o moed yochlua. So you see the chatzar o moed, hator ripsa chatzeros harbe, etzel achila achas. So in the chatzar of the o moed, it says that a number of times that includes other chatzeros, which includes these lishchos. So how can you tell me that it's only derabanan that it is kadosh? Even daraisa, you're allowed to eat kachim there. So Amarava, you're right. La achila shiny. Wow. On a daraisa level, there's a chilek between achila and tuma. Achila, you're allowed to eat kachim there. On a daraisa level, it is considered kodesh. But for other halachos, it is not considered kodesh. On a daraisa level, it is not considered kodesh for hilchos tuma. That is the suggestion right now. It's a big discussion in the Achor. Let's stop here. We'll talk about this. I mean, it's in the middle, but five more lines. So then we'll talk about it. Avalinian tuma lo. But regarding tuma, it is not called kadosh daraisa. Meaning daraisa, there's no iser of tuma. But Tanya, but the Brisa says l'shachas abnuyos l'chol upsuchas l'kodesh kodim nechnasim l'sham ba'och l'sham kachim v'shav kachim kalim. So far so good. They're allowed to eat kachim. They can't shav kachim kalim v'chayav mishim tuma. So it says they're chayav for tuma. Chayav is l'sham daraisa. So how can you say it's not considered kodesh on a daraisa level? The Gemara answers, Lav Amrit Ein Shochtin. Didn't we just say that you're not allowed, the previous line, it says you're not allowed to shech kashim kalim there. So you already see that there's something not da'oraisa about it. You're not allowed to shech kashim kalim. So tzinami in chayavim. So change it, put in the word Ein. Don't say chayavim mishum tumma, it's Ein chayavim mishum tumma. But just like you see, when it comes to kashim kalim, not allowed to shech kashim kalim there, it's not called azara for that. So therefore, it must be that it's not called azara for tumma either. Period. Stop there. Achronim already, Rishonim discuss in all different areas the status of these lishchos. Right, regarding every halacha that you could think of that has to be done in the Azara, the Achronim, and the roots are already in the Rishonim, what is allowed. So let's just go through two or three of them. We can have a whole shiur on this, but it's just, what is the status? Will these lishchos real identity please stand up? Tosfos and Yuma Daf Ches discusses, are you allowed to sit down in these lishchos? Big nafkamina. Right? How far out do you have to go to sit down? We know there's no yeshiva bazara, el lamalchus based on a bilvad. So what about in these rooms that border the azara? Are you allowed to sit down in them or not? Tosis in Yuma says, chesam abeis, v'yesh lomar, tekivet shebenuya b'chol u'psucha lakodesh, unihi detocha kodesh leni nachilas kachim kachim, mutter leisheba, v'lishanba, delo kacha legamrei kiktushas azara. It's his middle ground. This transition area. Tosa says, you're allowed to sit. There's no Isser of Yeshiva Ba'azara. For that halacha, it's not called Azara. If you look at the Menchas Chinuch, this is Machlokas Achronim. Is there an Isser of Shchutei Chutz in these Lishchos? Right? You can't Shecht Kach. The Gemara says that these Lishchos, maybe you can't Shecht Kachay Kalim in there. If Shura Kachay Kachim. So does that automatically mean that there is an Isra of Shrutei Chutz if you did, or is it no good for anything? It's no good in either direction. Menachas Chinuch says, I didn't bring it, Menachas Chinuch notes in Kuf Pei Vav that there is no Isser. It still has some Kedusha Zazara, and even though you can't Shecht Kachim in there, but it still has some Kedusha Zazara. The Mikdash David and other Achronim say that no, there is. The second that you say you cannot Shecht Kachay Kalim in there, so then Memela, there's an Isra of Shrutei Chutz. Right, machlokas achronim. This is the first question in all of Asvin Daraisa. Yosef Engel, which we've quoted many times in all the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Aleph, the first question he deals with is l'shachos habnuyas b'chol, and he asks it in both directions. He says, if you shecht a karban here, is there an isser of chulin? Is there an isser of shchutei chutz? And the other way, if you shecht a chulin animal here, is there an isser of havas chulin la'azara? Bringing it into this area, do those two have to work? It's an amazing question. Do those two have to fit together? Can you have a place where you would be chayef for shrutei chutz, but you would not be chayef for chulin bazara? Or the opposite. Is there a place where you would be chayef for bringing chulin bazara, but you would not be chayef for shrutei chutz? Do those two have to go with each other? Amazing question. So that's what he deals with here in Klal Aleph. What about those lashachos? You have to say that they are connected. He ends up saying, maybe it's a machlokas about Darshin and time of Dekra of Isser Chulin Bazara. Is that only in a is the reason of Isser Chulin Bazara because you're shechting something in a place where you could have been shechting a karban, so it's like a bizayin, so here you can't be shechting a karban in these lashachos. Or do you say, no, it's a din of Kedusha Zazara per se. And if this has partial Kedusha Zazara, so then maybe you'd say you'd be chaya for Chulin Bazara, even though you can't shech the karban here. That's his discussion in Asvin Doraisa Klal Aleph. So you have the discussion by Shchit Achulin Bazara. You have the concept of Shchute Chutz. You have it by Yeshiva Bazara. What about one last one that we're going to discuss? What it says, we're going to learn in the 11th parak of Zvachim, if Dam Chatas, we already had this halacha once, if the blood of the Chatas sprinkles on a piece of clothing, you have to wash it in a special way. Kibus Dam Chatas. In the Azara. Makam Kodesh. Makam Kadosh. So could that be done in the Lishchos? You have to bring the washing instruments. Maybe you don't want to bring them into the Azara. So again, these are four areas at least that the Mefarshim discuss. What is the status of these Lishchos? Okay. Let's continue though. Says the Gemara. Bishlama, we're right in the middle. Bishlama ain't shochtin. Beina kenegada pesach valeka. Fine, I understand why you can't shecht kachay kalim in these Lishchos because it's not kenegada pesach. You have walls, you have doorways. Ela ein chayav in amai. Why aren't you chayav mishum tumah? Ulatimek, if it really has kedusha. So if it has kedusha for eating, why can't it have kedusha for other halachas? The Gemara says, Ulatimek ein shochtin milo askina dika shchita kenegada pesach. Right, the lek lamai itzrich. What do you mean? You're saying that the reason you can't shecht in these lashachos is because you have a doorway? What if the door's open? What if it's exactly facing the hechel? That can't be the reason. The reason that you can't shecht in these lashachos is because there's a hefsik, so you wouldn't need a special pasuk for that. You already know that from elsewhere. So Ella, afagatik hashachah kenegad pesach. It must be even if you're shechting kenegad pesach, tani ain't shochtin. Mishum delo kadosh. It doesn't have full kedusha. So tani nami and chayavin. So just like it doesn't have full kedusha regarding shechitas kachay kalim, so too it doesn't have full kedusha for the Isser of Tumah. Right? You see, it's some halachas cut on one side, some cut on the other side. Continuing, ula achila lo bina kenegad pesach. What, for eating kachay kalim you don't need kenegad pesach? Only shechting? But Tanya, but didn't we say, in the Brisa we said it yesterday, or this earlier today, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Peshpizin Ha'i Bebeis Chalifos, Govon Shmona, Kedei Lahach Shuris HaZara, La'achilas Kachay Kachim, U'lashchitas Kachim Kalim. So you see, even eating the Kachay Kalim, even eating Kachay Kachim requires the Pesach HaZara. So our answer is, Amar Avina, no, Sami Mikan Achila, delete it, press the delete button on the Achila, only Shchitas Kachay Kalim requires it. V'haksiv, v'bashlu es habasar pesach o amoy v'sham tochlu oso. Aye, it says there that by the karban is brought in the miluim, cook it and eat it dafka there. Kachi shah shiny, then a different halachas. That was special halachas for the miluim, kachi shah, and therefore one cannot learn it for two other ledoros halachas. Okay, two dots. Here we go. Omar Rav Yisla bar Avodimi. Minayin ladam shenisla b'shkiyas achama. How do we know that dam becomes pasul by shkia? I have to do the zrikas hadam before sunset. The haktaras emurin could be done even afterwards, even at night. But the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama. What's the chiddush of this halacha? The chiddush is that even though in kachim we usually say laila holich acharayom. And that's what we just said. How long can you eat a carbon for? A karchim kachim day and the following night. Right? How shlamim day night day. Haktaras emurin is the following night. So why should dam be nifsal? No, because dam has an additional halacha. Not just that it has to be on the same day, but it's got to be dafka bayom. That's why dam is nifsal b'shkiyas acham. And that's the chiddush of this line. Tehnemar, the pasuk says, b'yom hakrivo es zivcho ye achel, b'yom she'ata zovech ata makriv, b'yom she'iata zovech iata makriv. On a day that you sacrifice, that you bring the carbon, you have to be makriv. Makriv here means zorek. You have to do the zrika on that day. On a day that you don't, meaning afterwards, you're not allowed to be makriv. A lot to talk about right here, but let's just do a little bit more. We'll come back to this big tosis. Hi, one second. How many buddy little goofy? Don't you need this to teach me And in this part, they teach me the Yikar Adin. The Yikar Adin of what? That you have to, the Zman of Achila Shlamim is on that day, and the next day. Yom Atah, right, on the day that you Shech, Atah Makriv. So, doesn't that teach me just the regular Din? So, Imke Neim Akra, Biyom Zivcho Ye Achel, Hakrivo Lamali, that extra word, Shmamina, that extra word teaches me, Biyom Atah Shadah Zoveach, Atah Makriv, Biyom Shi'iyata Zoveach, Iyatah Makriv. You don't. Says the Gemara of Adama Achi Kamarachman, and maybe this is how you should understand the Pasuk. Ikariv Dama Idna, Nisachol Basar Idnu Lamachar. Whenever you sprinkle the Dam, you have that day and the following day. Not that you have to sprinkle the blood today, but whenever you sprinkle the blood, you have 2 days. So if you sprinkle the blood today, you have today and tomorrow to eat it. Ikarev Dam Lamachar, Nisachel Basar Lamachar Uliom Ochra. So if you sprinkle the Dam, so it has to be on the same day. That it has to be today. Maybe that's how the Pasuk should be understood. Zimke, name a krup, yom hakrivo, ye achel. That's what the Pasuk should have said. Zivcho lamali, shmamina, biyom shata zovech, ata makrivo, biyom shiata zovech, iata makrivo. Stop there for a minute by the two dots. So we go back to Amit Aleph. So first of all, the Gemara in Menaches on Daf Chaf says not only does Dam become Nifsal b'shkiyas achama, but what's the parallel of Oda by a carbon mincha to Zrika? Burning the Kemitza. And we said, the actual Kemitza parallels the Shechita, there's Kiddush Bekli, but the actual burning, the Hakdaras HaKometz. So the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Chaf, if you have the Kometz, Nifsal b'shkiyas achama also. The Kemitza that you are trying to be makrif. This big Tosfos here is the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam of two Shkiyas. Right? Starts off the Machlokas, the Sira between the Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Sadek Dalid, says that the time period, this is the basis of everything, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Right? The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Sadek Dalid says that the time period between Shkiyas Achama and Seis is 4 mil. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim says. 4 mil. I don't mean enough time to walk 4 mil. That's the time between Shki and Seis. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein HaShmashos is 3/4 of 1 mil. So that, according to the Rishonim, seems to be a stira. Because isn't Bein HaShmashos the time between Shki and Seis? So how could the Gemara in Pesachim say that between Shki and Seis is 4 mil? And the Gemara in Shabbos say that Bein HaShmashos is 3/4 of a mil? So, two very different answers. Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Rabbeinu Tam says in Pesachim and in Shabbos and right here, two Shkiyas. The famous Rabbeinu Tam of two Shkiyas. Two Shkiyas. There's one Shkiya, earlier Shkiya, that really doesn't have much halachic significance. We'll see if it has any halachic significance in a minute. And then 3 1/4 mil later is a second Shkiya. And from that second Shkiya until night is Bein HaShmashos. Is Ben Hashmashos. Before that, it's Vadayom. And then it's Ben Hashmashos of Yosef Yilayla. So it's amazing. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it can be pitch black outside, and it's still going to be Vadayom. That's Rabbeinu Tam. How do you put together these two Gemaras? So Rabbeinu Tam says that you see on the third to last line, right in Artosis. The first Rabbeinu Tam, Dimishkiya Mashma Tchilashkiya, Shachama Matchelos Likanis Bobi Yerakiya. But it's really dark outside, according to that Rabbeinu Tam. So the first 3 1/4 mil is Vada Yom, and the last three quarters, that's Bein HaShmashos. The Gra says, in a very long Gra, in Arachayim, two words to summarize it. Hachush Machish. Right? Look outside. It's not Vada Yom, Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry. And therefore the Gra says just the opposite. The 3/4, the Bein HaShmashos, is right at the beginning of those 4 mil. Right at the beginning, is 3/4, that's Sufik Yom Sufik Laila. The last 3 1/4 mil, that's Vaday Laila. What's the significance of Tseis Kol HaKochavim? That might be for certain Daraisa laws, but 3 1/4 is at the beginning. There's only one Shkia, there's two Tseises. The Tseis HaKochavim and Tseis Kol HaKochavim. But Rabbeinu Tam says there are two Shkias. That's why you have some, you hold over Rabbeinu Tam, the Hulu, that is all related to this machlokas. Just to mention that many people know 50 minutes. What's 50 minutes? That's Rav Moshe in New York. Right? It's not Rav Moshe in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe in New York. What does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe said that I go outside and I know that after 50 minutes after what we call sunset, it's Vaday Laila. And even Rabbeinu Tam would have to agree to that. So Rav Moshe took Rabbeinu Tam and modified him for New York Times. Says Rav Moshe, 50 minutes, that's gotta be 4 mil. It's gotta be 4 mil. Right? Because that's Vaday Laila. So then if you split, Rav Moshe worked backwards. So if you split 50 minutes into 4, so it's 12 and a half. So 12 and a half minutes, according to Rav Moshe, is 1 mil. Right? So that's if you just do the math. Because he says, Misvara, 50 minutes is 4 mil, and therefore 1 mil is 12 and a half. So what's 3 quarters of a mil? What's Ben Ashmashis? What? About 9. About 9 minutes. About 3 quarters of a mil is 9 minutes. That's why Rav Moshe, Lishitaso, in various halachas, doesn't always quote why, but he says, I'll give you 9 minutes after Shkia. Why? Because according to the Gra, according to the time, it's Vada Yom. According to the Gra, it's Safek Yom, Safek Lailo. So at least it's a Sfek Sveka in those first 9 minutes. That's why Ramosha allows a Hefsek Tara 9 minutes after Shkia, B'diavad. Ramosha says you can wash the Shal Shudis 9 minutes after Shkia. Where does he get these 9 minutes from? But this is, do the math, because he says 50 minutes is 4 mil, and then 12 and a half is 1 mil, so 3 quarters of a mil. That's location based, correct. In Eretz Yisrael, 50 minutes is way after. Even the most machmer shitas, many of them say half an hour after Shkia Shabbos is over. 35 minutes, whatever it is. But again, the many nafkaminas. Again, we hold that weight by Shabbos. Let's say for Kriya Shema, we're more makel. Even in New York, we can be makel. Kriya Shema, half an hour after Shkia is enough for the Kriya Shema, even though it's Daraisa. For Shabbos, for Yisuri Skila, we're machmer for this or Malacha, for more than that. But that's where it's, the 50 minutes come from. Just one other pshat. The Uraim. Blazami Metz has a somewhat well-known third shot to answer the stira. We have the Gra and the Uraim. The Uraim says, no, Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. That's what the Uraim's tried. The Uraim quoted in the Mordechai. The Uraim, if you want to look it up, it's in Simon Reish Ayin Dalad. That's his halacha, that's his Hilchas Shabbos. And it's quoted in the Mordechai in Shabbos, Daf Lama Dalad, Amabez. The Uraim says, Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. So 3 quarters of the meal before Shkia is already Savag Yom Savag Laila. And after Shkia, it's Vade Laila. That's the Uraim Shita. So we don't pass like this Uraim. But we do something that helps us with the Uraim. How long Lamaisa is a meal? So that is a three-way machlokas. How long is a mil? 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes? Machlokas, how long is a mil? Let's say it's the largest sheet. Let's say a mil is 24. 3 quarters of a mil then is 18 minutes. So according to the Uraim, 18 minutes before Shkia, Ben Hashmasha starts. So we don't really pass on like the Uraim, but that is where the minha came from of lighting 18 minutes before Shkia. The 18 minutes. Why do we pick 18 minutes? Why not 14? Why not 23? We pick 18 minutes to try to be mach choshesh for that Uraim. Because the Uraim says Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia, and the longest shear for a mil is 24 minutes. If you're the most mach reshita, 3 quarters of a mil is 18 of that. That's where it comes from. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says you shall light 20 minutes before Shkia. Why take 2 minutes after Sefer Shabbos? So if you want to say the Uraim, because Safek Yom Safek Laila, there's no Tosefos there. That's already Safek Shabbos. So that's why, like, 2 minutes, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says 20 minutes. 20 minutes before, that's what we do in the shul, that's how Halakas Neiros is 20 minutes before Shkia, because for this Uraim, and then 2 extra minutes. That's what that's where it comes from, but that's in this Rabbeinu Tam. Just one final note, and that is, Rav Soloveitchik felt, as quoted in Nefesh HaRav, that even Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of Brachas that says that even Rabbeinu Tam would hold that the first ski is what determines Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama for Dam. Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama goes by the first ski, not by the second Shkia. And therefore, if Soloveitchik said, Dam is connected, right, it's part of the carbon, Shabbein Arbayim, so that is Mincha. So he felt, or Soloveitchik felt, that no matter, even if you hold Rabbeinu Tam, let's say for Shabbos, you got to have a mincha before the first Shkia. That is not the minhag in general in the Hasidic circles, where they hold the Rabbeinu Tam, but this is what Soloveitchik said in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Nun Beis. Interesting, Shuvah, I just thought of it, I would have brought it, that I think it was the Satmar Rebbe, when the Satmar Rebbe first came to New York, and he used to drive before Shabbos, what we called on Shabbos, but for him it was before Shabbos, on Friday afternoon. So Rav Moshe kind of sent them a letter, you know what, we don't really do that in this country. Right? That even if you're holding holding these halachas, lakula, on Erev Shabbos, so it's in the Chuvis. So he says, okay, that's the Minag America, is not to drive so late on Friday afternoon. Okay, Viter. There's more, but we have to continue. Itmar, says the Gemara. That all counted for Amud Beis, by the way. All counted for Amud Beis. Hamachashiv la'or shlishi. Let's say somebody, talking about shlamim now. What if somebody thinks, how long do you have to eat a shlamim? Day, night, day. So we'll get back to pigle a little bit. Only for a couple of lines. Don't worry. Right? So if somebody thinks about pigle that they are going to do something with it, let's say do the zrika or do the achila, on the second night. So what's the halacha of the second night? You're not allowed to eat shlamim anymore, right? You're only day, night, day.
The second night you can't eat it, but you can't burn it till the next morning. So does it have the status of nosar yet? Because you can't burn it yet, but you can't eat it anymore. So you have this limbo status. So if you think about that time, is that called chus lizmano for halachas of pigle? So Chizki Amar Kasher, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Chizki Amar Kasher, to halo intik lesreifa. Chizki says it's kasher. That's not called chus lizmano because you can't burn it yet. So you see, it's still called within the zman of shlamim, even though you cannot eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul to itchi lemeachilu. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's pasul because you cannot eat it anymore, and therefore it will be called chus lizmano. Right? This is, let's say, itchi lemeachilu. Okay. Next, ha'ochel la'ar shlishi. What happens if you actually ate it? Let's say you ate shlamim on that second night. Are you chayav kares for eating nosar? Are you chayav kares yet? So, because it's not really, you're not supposed to eat it yet, but you can't burn it until the next day. Same. Chizki Amar Pater, Chizkiya says Pater, Wajil, in Tiklas Refa. You can't burn it yet, so it's not really nosar. Just like it's not called Chuslus Manuk for Pigel, it's not called. If you eat it now, you're not chayav kares. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Daha, Itchile Me'achid. Rabbi Yochanan says no. You can't burn it yet, but it's totally called Sreifa Lagabi Achila, and therefore you would be Chayiv Karis. Tanya Kavas is Rabbi Yochanan. Let's approve a brisa for Rabbi Yochanan, who says it is considered Chutz Lizmanu already. Kachem Hanechal on Liom Echad. Karbanos, that could be eaten for one day. Mechashvin Bidaman Mishatishka Achama. So what's called Chutz Lizmanu after Shkia? Ubibsarnu Be'emireyem Mishalam Rashachar. And their basar and they mourn the next morning. Because really, that's motu to do the whole night. Oh, this is our issue. Shlamim, which are eaten for 2 days and one night in between. Mechashin bedamar mishatishka achama. Right from Shkia. Ube emureyan mishayala murashachar. The emuran can be burned the whole night. Ube psaran mishatishka achama shoshne yamim. So you see, it goes by Shkia the second night, and then for that second night, it is considered chutz lizmano. Big machlokus in the achronim. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that you have to finish the Karban Pesach by Chatzos. What if I think about eating the Karban Pesach after Chatzos? Is that just like a shlamim the second night? The same night. Could you say within the same night, this is the only Karban that you have to, maybe a Toda also, but the same night by Chatzos, you have to be finished? That's a machlokas. The Tzlach, the Noda Behuda, and Brachas Daftes says, yes, the same machlokas would apply. Just like Shlamim, if on the second night, you can't eat it anymore, so too, Rabbi Elazar Azariah, after Chatzos. Other Rechonim say, no, it's the same night. So he says you can't eat it, but come on, you're not going to say you're going to get Karis yet, for Noser for that. And this is for sure against the Ar Samech. The Ar Samech has a Shita, I think we mentioned this sometime a while ago, the Ar Samech has a Shita Nachas Chametz, that even Rabbi Elazar Azariah would allow you to eat it after Chatzos. You just wouldn't get the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. But he would allow you to eat it by Chatzos. After Chatzos, you would get the... Right, there's an Isser of Noser that you have to try to prevent, but you wouldn't get a Mitzvah Zaseh. Okay, anyway, it's an interesting... Do you compare this to Pesach, Lach, and Chatzos? So we had back in the first paragraph, if you'd Gimel, you'd Bezer, you'd Dalad, right, the when does the Zman of Karban Pesach start? Does it start at Chatzos, like we thought, or even in the morning? Remember, Pesach Bezmano, what's the Machlokas Tanam there? So now there's a Machlokas about the ending time. So we have the beginning time and the ending time. You might have thought that we should say, Kalva, we should say, based on a limud, that you should be able to eat shlamim on the night, the second night, which you're not allowed to. And we say it makes sense. You have karbanas to eat for 1 day and for 2 days. Just like karbanas to eat for 1 day, the following night is mutter to eat. You should always say the night goes after the previous day. You can only eat it while it is still daytime on day two. So you might think, okay, it's no sir. I could burn it right away. Vidinu. And it makes sense because of the following. You have shlamim, you have karbanos eaten for 1 day and 2 days. Take of achila sreifa. Just like karbanos that are eaten for 1 day, you could burn it right after the zman achila ends, meaning the second morning. So take it. So I should say, Kaban is not going to be in for day. I should be able to burn it right after the Zman Achila elapses, and that is the second night. Tamalomar Bayom Hashlishi Bo Eshi Saref. Biyomata Sarfo Viata Sarfo Balaila. You burn it by day and not by night. Go, let's just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, HaBachor, BaHamaser, HaPesach. This is the last Mishnah. Tomorrow we finish by the Zim of the Parak. BaChor, BaMaser, HaPesach. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. These are the quote-unquote lowest level. Least Zrikas, Kashe Kalim, Kashim Kalim, these are Kashim Kalim, Shechitasa Mechavakam Azara, their Shechita is any place in the Azara, V'damatan Matana Achas, one Zrika. That's all you need. One matan on the Mizbeach. Obavashi itek and echere yisod. He just has to do it in a place where there's a yisod. Meaning you cannot do the zrika on the southeast corner where there is no yisod. Shina ba'achila san. But each of these have different halachas about their eating. Ha'bachar nechal la'kohanim. The bachar, Kedushas bachar, goes to the kohanim. That's one of the matnas kahuna. V'ha'maiser l'chal adam. Maiser behema could be eaten by anybody, says the Mishnah. The hemek dabar, the mitzivin, b'chukosai says, there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that tells us l'chachila give it to the kohen. But Maker Adin Meiser Behema can be eaten by anybody. V'ne'echolin b'chol ha'ir, and they can be eaten in the entire city, b'chol machol, in any way you like to eat it. L'sheyam v'alayla echad, right, day, night, day. Ha'pesach in an'echol el v'alayla, the Pesach only at night. V'ne'echol el v'achatzos, who's going like a Blazim and Azariah. V'ne'echol el v'mnuyav, only the ones that were appointed. V'ne'echol el tzli, only roasted. So all these halachas about Korban Pesach. I'll just leave you with a question. Bottom Tosfos asks, if it's saying all the details about Pesach, why doesn't it say it also is the only one that has to be eaten on Matzos and Merorim? Ah, so we'll have to see 2 days in Tosfos tomorrow, which will give us a secret about a halacha about Korban Pesach. This week's Parsha, it'll be a Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah for the Parsha. Tomorrow, we'll say over Lomdus. You want to say over Divrei Torah, you can come to the Parsha here tonight. You want to say over Lomdus, come to the Daf tomorrow. Talk about the mitzvah of Tzli. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue as of tomorrow with the last daf in Yizel Makomon. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, Le'ilu Nishmas Pesha Basvok, by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank you for the sponsorship.